Greetings to all of you. Moments of melody coming your way to cheer you on your way.
A man came rushing into the railroad station, and while scarcely able to gasp for breath, he took his seat in one of the coaches just on the point of starting. "You've had a good run," said a fellow passenger. "Yes," he replied, breathing heavily every two or three words, "but I saved 4 hours, and that was well worth running for." Saved 4 hours. I couldn't help repeating it to myself. 4 hours worth that earnest struggle. What about eternity? What of eternity? Yet are there not thousands of shrewd, far-seeing men today who look sharply enough after their own interests in this life, but seem to be stone blind to the eternity before them?
My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior,
Bibles to Mark chapter 5. And so Jesus went back by boat across the sea, and a great multitude gathered about him. And while he was still by the sea, one of the rulers of the synagogue came by, Jairus by name, and fell down at his feet when he saw him, pleading for his aid. "My daughter," he said, "is at the point of death. Come and lay thy hand on her, that she may recover and live." Then you remember he healed the woman on the way, the story we had yesterday. And while he was yet speaking, messengers came from the ruler's house to say, "Thy daughter is dead. Why dost thou trouble the master any longer?" Jesus heard the word said and told the ruler of the synagogue, "No need to fear. Thou hast only to believe." And now he would not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John. And so they came to the ruler's house, where they found a great stir and much weeping and lamentation. He went in and said to them, "What is the stir and this weeping? The child is not dead, she's asleep." And they laughed aloud at him, but he sent them out, and taking the child's mother and father and his own companions with him, he went in to where the child lay. And then he took hold on the child's hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Maiden, I say to thee, rise up." And the girl stood up immediately and began to walk. She was 12 years old. They were beside themselves with wonder. And then he laid a strict charge on them to let nobody hear of this, in order that she should be given something to eat. My, what joy the Lord Jesus brought into that home that day. He brings joy into the life, into the home, wherever he's invited.